Zog de Mishnah daf tezayin omid beiz on the bottom. Heichon hoyu hishtachavoyos. We said there were 13 hishtachavoyos in the Beis HaMikdash. Where were those 13 hishtachavoyos? So the Mishnah enumerates as follows. Arba b'tzofoin. The tzofoin, the northern side, the tzofoin, here's a picture, a good picture so you can visualize it. Oh. This is the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizrach is the Ezes Noshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is all the Ma'ariv. The Tzofon is the northern side. That's where the Shechitah is B'tzat Tzofon. And the Dorim is the... This Dorim and Tzofon is north and south. But facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's the right and to the left. That is Tzofon and Dorim. So we're starting to enumerate the Sh'orim, starting from the Dorim side, but towards the Ma'ariv, all the way up by the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the first one is up here. That's called Zog the Mishnah, Arba b'tzofin, v'arba b'dorim, four in the dorim, four in the tzofin, across from each other. Sholosh b'mizrach, three in the mizrach side, meaning when you enter Shan Neknar, and connect sholosh b'mizrach, v'shtayim b'mayrov, two in the mayrov. Mayrov means behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Keneged shlosh esrei sh'orim. That's what the Shloisha say Ishtachavoyas were. So it's again, you're passing by the 13 Sha'orim, that's the 13 Ishtachavoyas to praise the Eibishter for the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara says as follows. Zog the Mishnah means as follows. Droimoyim, the ones that were on the Dorim side, the Dorim is the south, but south is the left side of the Azora. This is the Dorim side. These ones on the south, Dromoyim, Smuchim the Ma'ariv. Now, close to the Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, we said, is by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, holding the top. Starting from the top over here. Smuchim the Ma'ariv. The first one is called Shara Elyon. Now, the reason why it's called Shara Elyon is because Elyon means it's a slant. The Beis HaMikdash was a har that was going up. You went up to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's called Elyon. Elyon because it's the highest point. Now, the Shtachavoyas was to exalt and thank the Eibishter for the beauty of the Binyan, the Noya Binyan.
So is it every day that Khanim did this?
Correct. The next one is called Shara Delek. Shara Delek is the one under it, right under the Shara Elyon. Also still on the side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the Dorim side. The reason it's called Shara Delek is because over there they brought in the Atzim Arocha that was used for Delek. Delek means the light, the Mizbeach. The third Shah is called Shara B'choyros. B'choyros means the B'choyros went through there. B'choyros just is another way of saying Kochim Kalim. Now Kochim Kalim Shchitosim B'chol Mokam Ba'azor. It doesn't have to be in the Tzofin. So in Mele they can enter not in the Tzofin side, it's the Dorim side. The next one is called Shara Mayim. The fourth Shah on the Dorim side is called Shara Mayim. V'lom Nekumoy Shmoy Shara Mayim Sheboy Machnisin Tzloiches, Zog the Mishnah Daf Yudzayin Omer Aleph. Over there, they brought in the Tzloiches of Shal Nisach HaMayim Bechag, meaning when they came back from Mayim, from the Mayim of Shiloyach in Silwan. So after the Shiva Samayim, Ushafta Mayim Besosain, they came through that Shah, that's called Shah HaMayim. Rabbi Lezer B'Yankov Oymel, why is it called Shah HaMayim? Because at that Shah, Boy HaMayim Efakim, Vasidim Liyos Yoyti Mitachas Miftan Abayis. The Gemara is soon going to elaborate what's going to take place in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, that the water lost its lover, it's going to be water that's going to be healing water, is going to come emanate from there. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, Lumosim. Lumosim means the opposite side, the Tzofen side. This was Dorim, four in the Dorim. Now it was on the Tzofen side, on this side. Zog Gemara, Lumosim b'Tzofen, Smuchim b'Mayrov, again, starting from the Mayrov, starting from the top towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the higher one is called what? Shah Yechonyo. Yechonyo, the Mar is going to say, because Yechonyo, when he went into Babel, he went and he parted from there. Zog the Mishnah, the second one after that is called Shah Korban. Now we said, Korbanos have to be shechted b'tzofen, so it makes sense. Kochim kalim b'choyres is b'chol makrim, can be shechted. But Korban means regular kochim, shechitos b'tzofen, they went to the Shah Korban. The next one is called Shah Noshim, meaning Noshim that is Seimich for their Korbanos, that the Shah they went through there. Now really, it's a machloikus tanoim in Ervin, if Noshim is Seimchus or not. The Man Domrit says, Noshim Natsoim Chais. So they went through that shahr and they stood near their korban. Now, the Rosh in Mesech Zmidis, when we said before, the shahr korban, we said Kochim Kochim, he says, B'shem Mepharshim, that not just korbanis went through, there's a Kabbalah that Avram, when he went to Shech Yitzchak in Har Amoriah, he also went through this area, this shahr, so to speak. That's what's called shahr korban, the first korban. Zog the Mishnah Vayit, the third shahr on this tough inside is, Shahr Noshim, we said. The next one, the fourth one is Shahr Hashir. Shahr Hashir means they brought the different utensils, the different kalim that they used for Shira into the Azara, it went through there. Now the Mishnah goes back to the first one that we called Shahr Yechonya, the first one on the Tzofin. Velomini Kashmoy Shahr Yechonya, why is it called Yechonya? Sheba Yotzi Yechonya Begalusai. When Yechonya went into Golus Bavel, that's where he went. And he was mishtach when he, so to speak, asked a shus from the Eibishter, and he went through that shahr. Now, up to the Mizrach. The Mizrach means by the Shahr Niknar, opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not behind it. Zog Gemara, the Mishnah, what is Bemizrach? Shahr Niknar. Now, why is it called Niknar? Because Niknar brought those Shaorim from Mitzrayim. There's a whole nest. The Gemara describes in Yuma, Vishnei Pishbishin Hoyloi. This shahr had two small doorways, small Pishbishin. Two small shaorim. Echad mi yimino v'echad mi smoylo. One on the right and one on the left. Over here, there were two shaorim.
Two doors.
Two small doorways. V'shnayim b'mayrav. The additional two were b'mayrav on the mayrav side. Mayrav means behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What were those shaorim for? Zogmah v'loy hoyo lehen shame. There was no specific name for them. There was no specific purpose for them. Some say it was because in order to, so to speak, when they had to be, they had to escape, had to, a place to escape from the Oivim. That's why it's called the Sha'orim behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zog the Gemara. Mas Nisin Abba Yoisi. Our Mishnah is Abba Yoisi. The Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Mas Nisin Abba Yoisi. Zog the Gemara. Mas Nisin Abba Yoisi. Abba Yoisi Ben Yoichanon. We're saying our Mishnah, there were 13 Sha'orim. But that's only according to Abba Yosef ben Yochanan that holds it with 13. The Omar, that the 13 Ishtachavoyz were connected to Shloshtre Sha'orim. However, Brom, Kirabonon, now Rabbonon don't argue in the Metzias, of course it were 13. But he doesn't consider all 13 of them Sha'orim Gdoilim. Only 7 of them were Gdoilim. The other ones were very small. So according to him, there wouldn't be Mishtachave on the small Sha'orim. So what was the connected 13 Ishtachavoyz connected? What were they? So the Gemara Brom Ki Rabbanon Kon Ti Rabbanon Shiva Sha'orim Ba'Azara. There are only 7 large ones in the Azara. So Al Daitan the Rabbanon Kon Ti them Heichan Oishtachavayis Alolu. Where were the Shtachavayis? So the Gemara Kahir Tarin the Tamon, like we learned in Masechet Midas, Shloish Rei Pirtzos Hoyuboy. The Soirig around the Harabayis, there were 13 Pirtzos. The Yevonim Uparzu Chaimos Migdalai. There were 13 Pirtzos. And Bnei Chashmenoi, parts of Machos Yavon, the Chazav Godrum Bnei Chashmenoi, and the Chashmenoim close them up. So to be moided to the Eibishter, we're Mishtach v'Kenegdo 13 pirtzes that were closed up. So Gozu Kenegdo and Shloish Rei Shtachavoyos. Zog the Gemara. V'hoya b'yoyim Ksiv. There's a pasuk in Zchaya. V'hoya b'yoyim Hu Yotzu Mayim Chayim Yushalayim. The Osid Lavoi. There's going to be Mayim Chayim, spring water coming out of Yushalayim. Zog the Gemara, Tony, we learned in the Braisa, Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim Ad HaParoiches, it emanates, it starts from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all the way till the Paroiches, it's going to be a very, very narrow stream. Kekane Sile Vikile. It's like the horns of small little Kine Sile Vikile. So that's very, very, very narrow. From the Paroiches, Ad Mizbeach HaZov, it'll become a little wider, but not much wider. Kekane Chagovim. Like the carne of chagovim, of grasshoppers. Mimizbeach hazov ad hazoros, the stream gets a little bigger, it'll become kechut shel shesi, like a chut of shesi. Min hazoros ad miftan abayis, from the hazoros until the miftan abayis, is kechut shel erev, which is a little larger. Mikan ve'elech, it'll give it wider, k'mi pi apach, like the opening of a pach. Now, the Gemara now is going to darshan the nevuah of Yecheskel. The nevuah of Yecheskel describes in detail how the water is going to come out and flood, extend the whole of Eretz Yisrael, all the way to the Yam, all the way surrounding Eretz Yisrael. And that water is going to be healing water. Akoros is going to be healed.
Who? What?
Akoros. Women that are barren are going to be healed. and all types of medicinal and healing powers, nisim, that come out of this water. The pasuk starts as follows. It says in the pasuk, "V'hine mayim mefakim in hakosef ayimonis," meaning when the mayim come from the kosef ayimonis. Kosef ayimonis means from the dorem of the mikdash, that's called the yamin. From the kosef ayimonis, b'tzeis ha'ish kodim v'kav b'yodoi, meaning b'tzeis ha'ish is referring to a malach. When a malach exits and he has in his hand a measurement to measure, like a measuring stick, the length of this nachal, vayomed elef v'ama, and he's going to count 1,000 ama, vayavirena b'mayim me'af afsoch afsoyim, meaning after counting 1,000 ama, so then it will be considered me'af soyim. What does afsoyim mean? Zok the Gemara, afsoyim means at kasula, until the heels, meaning the Navi describes it will come until the heels of Yecheskel, becoming deeper, the heels. Zok the Gemara, vayte vayomed elef, and then weiter, he'll continue measuring another 1,000 amas. Vayevarenu b'mayim, and the water will come me'bekayim. Me'bekayim, why is it called me'bekayim? Adrechya, it'll come to the bekayim, to the knees. Vayomod elef, and then it'll measure another 1,000 amas. Vayevarenu me'mosnayim, it'll come to the thighs. Ad mosnayo, mikan ve'elech, vayomod elef, it'll count another 1,000 amas. And nachal ashala uchalavar, the water will be so deep that you can't just pass by it anymore. You can only walk a certain distance, depth. Once it's too deep, and it's streaming water, it's not water that you can just walk through. It's streaming. Ashluchalaver. Not just a person can't be over. Afilu lebegonin gedoyla. Even a large ship will not be over, be able to pass through. Not like the Strait of Hormuz, where they pass through. But a ship can't even pass through. Because it's a stream. It's such a heavy stream, a river that's deep and streaming. It can't go through. Zog di gemoga. Afilu lebegonin gedoyla. I don't hear you. No, it's streaming. It's streaming, so it can't pass through because of the strength of the stream. Now, this even begonic doyle, meaning a large sphila, can't go through any cholalava boy. My timer. From where do we learn that even a sphinic doyle cannot pass through? So the Nevu of Yeshaya says that the water that will emanate from Yishlaim, Lossid Lavoy, Vitsi Adir, Loyavireno. Tsi means a large ship will not be over, will not pass through. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Now the Gemara goes back to the movie Yecheskel. Mipnei ma, why can a svina gedola go through? Ki go amayim me sochu. The mayim became so go, it's me sochu. What does it mean, me sochu? Mao me sochu? Zog demora mi loshut. Sochu means that they can't swim. They can't pass through. Sochu is a loshut of loshut. Loshut means to go through. You can't be sachbahem. You can't be shot. In our place, we call a shayet a shchoina. So we see, meishochu means mayim that are because of their strength cannot be shot through. It cannot be shayet through. A ship can't even pass through. Zog the Mishnah, the Gemara weiter, state in posuk that another raya that shochu and shayet is the same meaning. Upeiras yodo bekirbo kashiyefores hasoiche lishchois. So it says over here that someone who is shot benor, he will stretch out his hands like a soiche is lishchois. Lishchois. So we see shotu and sochu go together. Mao lishchois. What does it mean lishchois? So come on, Rabbi Yosef ben Avchanan mayon de mismalin ba'almo. So he's saying another pshat in lischois, not lischois loshen of swimming, sicha, but rather sicha speaking. It's a water that everyone's going to talk about. Like we say, sicha b'chol nifloisov. It's going to be the word of town because of the gewaldige nest that this tmiya that they see about this nest. Zog demo ksiv, it says in the Nevu of Schaya, Bayoy mahu, meaning losed lovoy, yeh mekar niftach, meaning mekar niftach means a mayan that's going to nevea, that's going to open up. Meaning, up until then, there was no spring, natural spring in Yerushalayim itself. They had to go out of the city. You need to have Tyra, Chatzel and Nida. You had to go Chutz Le'ir. But by Yoyim Ha'ul Osid Lavoy, Mayim Chaim will be in the city itself. You don't have to go Chutz Le'ir. Reb Shmuel Ben Achman B'Shem Reb Yonason says, "Mi beis David vad Yosh Yerushalayim kesherim." From beis David until Yosh Yerushalayim, the mayim is kosher for what? Lenida, for nida ulechatos. Now a nida has to have mayim. Doesn't have to be mea mayon, but it has to be bashboigen. It has to be not moving water, not zeichlin ulechatos. But the point is, from that point and on, it's considered still a mayon. From beis David until Yerushalayim, it's considered a mayon. It's kosher for nida. And for chatas and koshkin for nida, for eifer paras chatas and for nida, mikan ve'elach after it leaves the boundaries of Yishalayim, may tagoy v'seim. Now it's already mixed up together with make shomim, so it's not mayim chayim, it's not natural spring, so it's not good for mechatos. Now,
it had to be sitting water though.
That's for nida. Oh, so zog de gemara ksherim lenida upsul mechatos means it's still considered ashboigen. You have to say that it's still considered ashboigen, so it's kosher for nida. But it's not kosher for chatos because it's not mei mayan anymore. It's not a natural spring anymore. Others want to explain that no, it's still considered kosher for nida, even though it's zoichalin. Why? Because it still retains somewhat the shame of a mayon. So mele it's kosher. It's not kosher for chatos because it's mixed up with it meg shomim. But it doesn't lose the status of mayon le'inyan nida. So even though nida has be bash boigen, over here it can even be bezoichalin. It can even be moving water. But the point is, there's a certain area, it's kosher and nida, and pasul chatos. Zog di gemara, omer Rabbi Lozor, mi beis David vad yosh Yerushalayim, ksher nida ul chatos. We said from beis David to Yerushalayim, it's kosher for both. Vi kan ve elech me katafrisois hein. Katafrisois means, it's like a katafris, it's like a mountainous water. Because the mountains of Yerushalayim, surrounding Yerushalayim, so it's a medroim. So it goes down. So make a tafrois is psulin and nida lechatos because it's indeed taken not ashboyren. That's the pashtus why it's a chisaron at that point. It's that it's called mezoichlin. It's a midrain. It's a slope. So mele it's not kosher and nida. Zok the gemara weiter the psukim in Yecheskel that discuss laosid lavoi that it's going to eventually go into the four yamim surrounding Eretz Yisrael. Ksiv ayoyim eila hamayim or eila, meaning it says in the pasuk that this water. That's coming out of the Beis Hamikdash is tells me Yoitzim el Aglila Hakadmoina. It goes to the Glila Hakadmoina. That means the Upper Galilee. Zok the Gemara. What is Glila Hakadmoina? Zehu Yam Shel Samchoi. Yam Shel Samchoi. It's in the Golil. V'yod el Arava, and it goes to the Arava. What's Arava? Ze Yam Shel Tveria. It goes all the way to Tveria. That's called the Kinneret. Ubo Hayomo Ze Yam Hamelach. And then it goes to the fourth side, is the Yam HaMelech. These are all healing waters. Yam HaMelech. It goes to there. Ela Yom HaMutzoyim, Ze Yam HaGodl. That's referring to the Yam HaTichon. Now, Zog Dimo, V'lo Menikra Shmoy Mutzoyim. Why is the Yam HaGodl, the Yam HaTichon called Mutzoyim? Keneged Shtei Pom Shiyotzo. There were twice that it flowed over and it caused a flood in the world. Echad B'Dor Enosh, in the time of Dor Enosh, by Odom HaRishon, we started being Ovid HaVerizoga, was Dor Enosh, the Echa B'Dor HaFloga, in the time of Dor HaFloga, Rabbi Lezel B'Shem Reb Chaninya explains, B'Rishoyna, the first time B'Mei Enosh, is Yotza'at Calabria. Calabria means, the B'Farshim we explained, all the way to France, in Europe. That's one pshat, Korban Eda. And others say it's all the way in southern Italy, by the boot of Italy. Others say it's in Spain, in Sforat, but the different B'Farshim explain where Calabria is. Pashas, it's in France, Dr. Carbonade. Ubeshnia, the second time, that was in the time of Me'enosh. Ubeshnia, the second time that it overflowed in the Rafloga, is Yotzat Kipe Bal Beria. Until the Kipim, until the stones, the rocks of the country called Bal Beria. Reb Acha B'Shem Reb Chanina says as follows, B'Rishoyin on this Me'enosh, it's Yotzat Kipe Bal Beria. It was still Kippur Bariyah was the first time. Ubishniya b'darf loga is yotzuat akoy vad yofoy. Akoy and yofoy is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, how do we know it's still akoy and yofoy?
Which city is Akko?
Akko is Akko. But today is Akko. That's Akko. And yafoy. Yafoy is yafoy. Now, why was it till there? There's a pasuk in Erev that says, v'oyme atpoy. Atpoy sounds like yafoy. V'loy soiz v'poy yosh is at poi savoy. Oh, so the Gemara dashens. At poi savoy v'loy soisiv. Then we dashen. Ad akoy savoy v'loy soisiv. We change the pay for a chov. Ad akoy savoy v'loy soisiv. and then it pasuk says upoi yoshis begoyin galecha upoi bidashin ad yofoi. Upoi means ad yofoi oshis going galecha. So bidashin until yofoi, and that's the hint to an eiv until there the water will rain. Zok diumaga nicha yamagabo v'yamamilcha. I understand why the yamagodl and the yamamelach. You need the special healing water, sweetness, to take away the saltiness, bishvila mitkon, to indeed sweeten salty water. However, yom ha-tver, yom ha-samchoy, but yam tver, the kineret, is already sweet. It's not salty water. So why does he need over there the healing water to go through? Zagdmor le-rabbis de-gosom, to be marbe the dagim. The dagim hayam will have such an abundance and overflow because of the special water that comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that emanated from there, the small stream. It's going to be marbe and increase the dagim hayam of the Kinneret. The chzibay, it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, lemino tia de gosom. Lemino meaning for minim harbe. The dag will be many numerous species. Lemine minim tia de gosom. Zog di gemara. Tony, like we learned in the Braise, that is all types of fish. Om Reb Shimon Gamliel, Maiseh Shalachti L'Tzaidon. I went to a place called Tzaidon. Ve'evi lefonai Yoyse Mishloish Meyos Mine Dogim B'Tamcho Yechod. In one korah, I got more than 300 species of fish coming from there. Zok Di Gemara, it says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, so you can imagine what's going to be lost. Love it. Nirpu Amayim. Oh, the water is going to heal. What does that mean? B'Tzoysov V'Gvov V'Lo Yerofu L'Melech Nitonu. What does that mean? Dr. Mark see v'nirpo amayim. First it says v'nirpo will heal. V'atamet v'lo yirofu amayim. V'lo yirofu seems to imply it will not heal. What does that mean? Dr. Mark mokamu shmoy v'lo yirofu. It doesn't mean v'lo yirofu will not heal. But there's a place that over there, the nachal will not go, and memela will be remain melach, and over there, the place is called lo yirofu. Dr. Mark Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, v'ala nachal yale, Al sfosoi mizeh umizeh kol eitz maichol v'lo yibol oleu v'lo yitam piro l'chadoshim yivaker. So again, v'ala nachal yale al sfosoi mizeh umizeh kol eitz maichol lo yibol oleu v'lo yitam piro yoy l'chadoshim yivaker. And we dash in the pasuk as follows. Tony, Om Reb Yudah, l'fi sheba'olam hazeh, in this world, t'vua oisa l'shish chadoshim. A t'vua is moitzi peiris once every 6 months. Yizereya, you plant in Tishrei, and it's moitzi peiris in Nissan. 6 months later, the Elon in this world, an Elon, a tree, fruit tree, is oisel l'shtemis achodesh. The fruits come out once a year, every 12 months. That's now. Aval osid lavoi hatvua oisel achodesh echod. The tvua will come out monthly, in 1 month, not 6 months. The Elon oisel l'shtechadoshim, and an Elon will not be once a year, but it will be once every 2 months. My timer, where do we know this from? The pasuk says l'chodosh of yevaker. Meaning, the Elon will be moitzi peiros l'chadoshav after 2 months. Meaning, usually it's 12 months, now it's going to be 2 months. Mm-hmm. And likewise, usually tvua, we said, is 6 months, it's going to be every month. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yossi, l'fi sheba'olam hazeh, he says another pshat, not like Rabbi Yudah. He says, sheba'olam hazeh, tvua yitzel l'shish chadoshim. In this world, it's once every 6 months, tvua. V'ilun oisel shtemis achodesh, avalosid lovoy, it's going to be much less. Ha tvua oisel l'chamisha osa yoim. Tvua will come out after 15 days. V'ilun oisel l'chodesh echad, and ilun after 1 month. Shekein motzinu, she'osas ha'tvua b'me yoyel l'chamisha osa yoim. We find a precedent like that. In the time of Yoyel, the tvua came out after 15 days. Because they needed it for the Oymer, from Nissan till the Oymer. The Korah Mimeno Oymer, and it came out, it was ready for the Oymer 15 days later. My timer, from where do we learn that in Yemei Yoyel, it was 15 days? Zog Di Gemara, because it says, Uvnei Tzion Gilu, V'simchu B'Hashem Elokeichem, Ki Nosen Lechem Es HaMoira L'Tzdoka, V'Yoyer Lechem Geshem Moira U'Malkosh Barishoin. The first Geshem that comes out is called Moira. The last Geshem is called Malkosh. Now, Barishon means in the first month, in Nissan. So, Vayyore da Geshem, it started off the Moira in the Aleph Nissan, and the Zri of the Tvua took place then, and in that same month, they were Makiv the Oima, which is Tezai Nissan. So, we see the Tvua be Meyoyol was 15 days, and since it's Meyoyol 15 days, so Koshken lost a love, this miracle can take place again. Zogamo, Mamekayim, Rabbi Yossi, What is he going to do with the pasuk l'chadash of Yevaker, which sounds like monthly? It's once a month, and according to him, it's 15 days. Or actually l'chadoshav. We're going now, and l'chadoshav means every 2 months. We said the fruit of a tree is every 2 months. And he says that it's 15 days for the tefuah. And for a tree, it's taka monthly. But not l'chadoshav. Zog d'gmah, what does l'chadoshav mean? He taka learns it's every month when it comes to the tree. But by the tefuah, it's 15 days. But by the tree, it's once a month. I said l'chadoshav. It doesn't mean l'chadoshav every 2 months. It means every month. L'chadoshav monthly. Zogti Gemara, the last Gemara, va'aleu litrufa. Va'aleu litrufa, meaning that the aleu, the leaves and the fruits, will be like a medicine. Lasid lavoi. Zogti Gemara, what does that mean? It's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan omar, trofeho, meaning trofeho. Trofeo is like the sustenance that comes from the tree, the fruit, and even the leaves, is motzitz aleo v'teref mezoina. When a person even is moitzitz, the alim, the leaves, it's considered like he had food. It sustains him. When you suck the leaves, it's like you are satiated, like you have mozoin. Meitzitz aleo v'teref mezoina. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shmuel, they tied trufa to mean as follows. Chad omar lahati pesh shalamalo. To be mati the pesh shalamalo. An ilaim, someone who's mute, cannot speak, he'll drink that water or eat that fruit and it'll be, that comes from that, grown from that water, he'll be able to speak suddenly. He's mati pesh shalamalo. V'chad omar lahati pesh shalamaton. Shalamaton means an akora that can bear children. Or be mati pesh shalamaton, be able to have children. Zog the Gemara, Reb Chanina and Reb Yeshua ben Levi, they explain either it's a machloikas and Rav Shmuel, or they explain Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar lahatipe akores, like we just explained, the akores will be healed. The Chad Omar lahatipe ilmim, the ilm will be healed. Others explain that the machloikas gufa is Reb Chanina and Reb Yeshua takase akores and ilmim, and the first pshat means lamana lamato means that it will sustain you, lamalo, your food, and lamato means it will help you with digestion, shilshul, and that's pshat, you won't be constipated, that's pshat and lamato. That's, it's a machlekes, or they're explaining one another. All right, we'll stop over here. Ulum osan bitzafoin.